Last night, about two dozen people, many of them reporters, spent some time inside the art installation Ways of Color Sky Space. If you've walked or biked along the trail that meanders from Compton Gardens in downtown Bentonville, past the Crystal Bridges observation deck, you've probably seen the sky space. From a distance, it looks like a stone amphitheater, half buried into the hillside. Inside, well, inside, creator James Turrell's work never looks the same for very long. The space is circular, and the curves are framed by a basket weave design of rock. On the floor, a perfect circle of black volcanic ash. Directly above that, a circle in the roof that allows visitors to see the sky. Turrell came of age artistically at the same time as other artists who considered getting away from art that is created and sold in a gallery and develop art that can be part of an experience. Last night, standing inside the sky space, David Houston, Crystal Bridges Director of Curatorial, offered some background.
And I think, just to conclude these few comments, that if you, like many works of art, just open yourself to an experience you may not expect to find, and not just look outwardly at what's around you, but at your perception and experience within yourself, this is what is true to the spirit of Turrell and this artwork.
Dormant, the Sky Space, is an impressive installation that suggests contemplation. But a programmed bank of lights, recessed inside the top of the circular walls, can begin to alter what a visitor sees when looking through that open space at the top. The sky, which was a brilliant blue when last night's preview began, slowly and subtly turned a pale green, then eggshell white, then black. At times, the sky appears distant, then will gradually appear to bow into the room, all of this done with light. Some of the visitors last night would walk outside of the installation to make sure the sky really wasn't changing color. It wasn't. David Houston, with Crystal Bridges, says Turrell's work engages patrons in conversations with others and themselves about perception of light, space, and depth.
In fact, he had a show at the Whitney and was sued because people would go in the light installation and think that there was a wall there and lean on it and fall and break a limb. And the first one I went in when I was really young, you had to sit in it for about 20 or 30 minutes before you really saw it defined. And when you went back out on the street of New York, you couldn't walk straight. What he did was literally reprogram your mind. And these subtle relationships of perception are the most fundamental thing that he does.
Don't worry, you'll be able to walk or drive after taking in Sky Space at Crystal Bridges. What does happen, though, is a show that's never, ever quite the same. Since the hole at the top of the artwork is open to the elements, any number of natural ingredients can change what people see.
The snow comes in, the rain comes in. I imagine occasionally a bird flies through.
Crystal Bridges officials say James Turrell and his assistants spent 3 days at the site making sure the programmed lighting was just right. And it changes with the time of year and the climate. While there is a technological aspect at work, the idea behind this and other James Turrell installations across the world is simplicity. The son of an aeronautical engineer and a medical doctor, he was raised a Quaker.
And as you know, Quakers are kind of parenthetical to the experience of more is more in America. And the idea of simplicity and listening to one's inner voice and inner light is very fundamental to that experience. And as a mature artist, he often spoke about being frustrated as a young man sitting in the Quaker meeting house, waiting for that moment of inspiration and not being able to see the sky, knowing the sky was there.
With the Ways of Color Sky Space at Crystal Bridges, he's letting us see the sky. Just not always as we would see it if we were just a few hundred feet somewhere else. A confession here, no radio story is going to be able to accurately describe what happens inside the sky space, but soon everybody will have the opportunity to experience it. The installation will open to the public with no admission, beginning during the first Friday celebration in Bentonville in July. Much of the rest of the Crystal Bridges campus remains under construction, including a sculpture garden that crosses over Crystal Spring, the natural namesake for the museum. Later this week on Ozarks at Large, a broader preview of what to expect when Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art opens in November.